right, guys, welcome into Marketability's podcast produced by Growing Media in the studios of Growing Media.
Yes, and the spiel.
Oh, yeah, we do produce the spiel here, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she's in the building. You're going to be seeing a lot of her. Candy Bradford, I think, is the name we'll go by.
That's right. That is my name, Candy Bradford.
You probably remember that name because she was on an ABC affiliate years ago. How many years ago?
Oh, goodness. It's been, I want to say 18
years. 18 years. Wow. So you may or may not remember.
You may not.
And I don't think you allowed us to call you, because we worked together. I don't think you allowed us to call you Candy. I think you were Candace.
I did. I went by Candace.
See?
I did.
So what are we going to be? You're good with Candy?
I'm good with Candy, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit older, looser, happier, good, you know.
I've always been Candy except for...
On the air.
Yeah.
She was very proper as Candace.
I was.
Yes. How old were you 18 years ago?
Oh, no, don't make me do the math.
Don't make me do the math.
Yeah, please don't do the math. Yeah. I don't know if I want to know that.
Dude, that's the crazy thing about, you know, reinventing yourself, which we could talk about that sometime on this podcast, is figuring out...
14
years old. So see, he would be one of those guys who says, hi, Miss Bradford. I grew up watching you.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So maybe your parents remember me.
They'll know.
Yeah. And here I am reinventing myself.
You are. Yeah. She's doing it.
Speaking of
which. Yes. You went to, you did some great work with the Alzheimer's Association.
I did. I loved the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay. And then you transitioned into corporate America.
I did.
Doing like some marketing, PR work.
Absolutely.
Kind of
yeah. Okay. I managed PR marketing firms for the United Soybean Board.
The United Soybean Board. Do you know how many uses there are for soybeans?
I actually do.
What's the number?
I don't know what the number is, but
I don't think
it's
a lot.
I heard a lot about it growing up.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of thousands of uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Down to making paper, mm-hmm. filler for all sorts of things.
Carpet.
Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk it?
Yes, I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, and I think it's good for you.
Yes.
Soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're good for you.
I ate a lot of them growing up.
Yeah. Edamame, or you just ate it straight out of the field? What would you do?
Both.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to talk about soybeans, but we're so happy to have you here at Growing Media. She's going to be doing some sales. She's going to be doing some content creation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My true love.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want her to take your picture or take a video or whatever, she's available. You're available. I'm probably not available.
No.
Yeah, because I'm too old. I don't really know how to shoot and stuff anymore.
I think you're too important to use your time for that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, great. So here's why she said that, because I was tasked with coming up with our topic for today's podcast. So we talk about it all of the time. What are the trends in business, right? What's on the minds of people right now, marketing, PR? It's constantly evolving, constantly trying to solve problems. Let's talk today about the cost of hesitations.
Ooh.
Come on. Talk to me.
Mm.
That's crazy, right?
The cost of hesitations in a consumer to do business with you?
Sure.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Isn't it?
If you can't get someone to actually commit.
Ben Otto, yes. We called him. He's calling us back right now. He hesitated and he missed a huge opportunity. Huh? Okay, that's a prime example right there. Ben, you're watching.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's huge. If you can't say the right things to show the customer that they need your product or service, then that's bad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the attention span of the consumer is so short.
Tiny.
I mean, you got to get them, you got to hook them.
Yeah,
in the first, 15, 20 seconds?
You do.
Or you've lost them. Then they're scrolling. Then they're looking at something else.
Yeah. It kind of goes back to the days of the elevator pitch. You got to be able to give them the goods in so much time, you know, or so little time, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the cost of hesitations, and you may or may not have heard the old adage, hesitation kills.
I've never heard
that's
that.
Extreme.
I don't think I've heard that.
That's very extreme, okay? Mm. We're not suggesting that in your business. But hesitation kills, for instance, in a traffic situation. You know, if you got to think quickly, you got to make a move. If you're halfway in the road and you realize a car's you better move. Like hesitation can kill.
Yeah, literally can kill.
Okay. Yeah. And the other thing is I would offer this in business. If you're hesitating and you're not making a decision fast enough. Say you've decided you want to work with us, right? Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people do. We totally invite you to come on board and let us help manage your marketing. But if you hesitate and perhaps you don't respond to a very good offer or proposal that we've put in front of you, you hesitate, guess what happens? The price is going up.
Yep.
And somebody else is going to swoop in and take you up on it.
Yeah.
Take that time.
That's right.
Take that energy.
There you go. So if you're committed and you want to do something good for your business, and this is the other thing, we're running into this on the daily now. Everybody who runs whatever kind of company, business, service, they say, oh, well, we post on social sometime. We take care of our own marketing.
Right.
What would you say to that?
Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. It's such an intricate thing. You need a professional who knows what to put out there.
Yes.
And what not to put out there.
You heard it.
Because a mistake or putting something out there inadvertently that maybe you don't realize is going to be distasteful or, offensive to people.
That's right.
You know, thinking innocently, you need a professional to be able to look at those roadblocks.
Absolutely. You're probably going to rush because that's not even your key job. That's not your key responsibility. You're like, just get it out. Let's get a post out there, you know.
Yeah.
And midday somebody calls and said, did you mean to say that? Or did you,
You mean to transpose those numbers that send you to a phone line
that's not appropriate.
Not the one you attended, you intended for your audience to get.
Not appropriate.
I think I would just ask them a single question.
What's that?
Do you want to stay where you are or do you want to grow?
Oh,
profound.
Love that.
Yeah,
because marketing is a full-time job. It really is. And I'm not suggesting that you don't have the ability to post a couple days a week, but you need people watching how that post is performing. You know, how many people are going to your website? How are they interacting with your website?
Yeah.
You know, which posts, which ads are performing well? I mean, you're starting at 8 and you're at the end of the day and you're just now getting a handle on what you should do tomorrow for your business.
Right.
So if you don't have someone who's professional doing it, or, you know, you don't at least have somebody in-house just designated to that, you're missing so much, really.
Yeah, it's an endless amount of things. I mean, how are you supposed to know what does well and what doesn't?
Right.
If you're not actually sitting around looking at it, and you can't be the one sitting around looking at it because you have to run the business.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got other things to do.
Right.
And you never know, like what you said, if you're putting something out there, what are you getting back for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I mean, putting things out there is just, we talked about this earlier, just throwing things against the wall and seeing what's going to stick. If you don't have the numbers to say, okay, well, this particular post resulted in this many engagements or this many sales ultimately or whatever it is.
That's right.
Then it's almost, it's like, why waste your energy to do that?
Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I would offer that if you are going to hire a professional, you need to hold that professional accountable. So you can say, how did you do for me last month? You know, how much money did you make me last month? How many new customers did you bring me last month? I mean, you're well within your rights to ask those questions and make sure you are getting a return on investment. That ROI is so important to know that you're not throwing your money away.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And you'll be happy you made the decision once we show you how we can generate more income, how we can grow your business, you know, and you won't feel like you're wasting your money. But if you do, fire them and then you call us. Right? Yeah,
immediately.
No doubt. Immediately. Do not pass go. What are some of the other topics, trends, things that you're hearing about in business or the world of marketing these days? What's all the buzz?
Just consistency.
It is.
if you're not really staying in front of people, you get lost.
Yeah.
People forget about you pretty quickly because what you said earlier about the attention span is like,
right.
It goes by so quickly and people are forgetting. So if you're not in front of people at least weekly, if not daily, you know what I mean? That you're often forgot about.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's an old adage. It's top of mind awareness or whatever people talk about. Yeah. And here's the other thing, being in front of them, but being memorable as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, how many times are you going to, you know, take your shirt off and run around the block or something just to get attention? Never. I mean, we're never doing that.
Depends on whose attention I'm trying to get.
That does not seem like a good strategy.
I got it with him. It depends on who you're trying, whose attention you're trying to get.
Yeah, I mean, there are some stunts, I guess, that you could pull, you know, and get attention. But will it last and will it bring you the right attention?
And another thing that people are using a lot of is they're getting their marketing material ChatGPT.
Oh. Yeah.
It's the same redundant material.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. What about all those ads that said, you know, I wasn't making any money until I let AI take over, and then they act like they've gotten all these orders and they're celebrating and stuff. You're going to call BS on that?
I'm going to call BS on some of it. The more the research I've done on AI is you can train your AI to think like you would think. So then it kind of works in more of a way, but it's still not going to replace a real world human feeling and experience, at least not for now, you know.
Which I think we've always sold. A big believer in that people buy from people. And so it's hard to have, you know, AI can know who you are. But like you said, to tell your story with emotion and feeling and make that connection.
Right.
I think it's nearly impossible.
You're not going to gain people's trust.
No, you're not.
The way you can when you're making that personal connection.
That is true. Yeah.
And you're going to get better information, better stories out of folks when they do trust you.
Yeah. And you must be talking about the paid AI. Like, if you're trying to get the free stuff, it's definitely not going to work.
I mean, some of it, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you have to, like, pay for it to remember everything you've said.
Yeah.
But it is cool. I mean, you can literally do a whole question. Like, you can have it tell you to do a questionnaire about yourself. Mm. And then it'll recreate things of what you told it about yourself.
I didn't know that.
So it is pretty cool, but again, it's still not you. Like, it's still, it still can never be you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It could make errors.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't trust it to do that without checking.
No. And if you're going to do that, just create it. You can ask them to refine it, make it better.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. But why not create it?
Fix all my grammar.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be a lot, isn't it? Going to be a lot. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about, we've shared many times that we rely so heavily on social media. Now, one, because it's one of the most affordable ways to reach your target market, your audience. But people are also rethinking the way that they use social media. And are they really, though? I don't know. I mean, people seem to be using it the same way. There still seems to be trends. There seems to be these TikToks. Where's the originality? I don't know that I am seeing people rethink social media and the way they use it.
Not in the last few years. I think it's been pretty similar for the last couple of years specifically. Yeah. But
becoming more addictive even. Scrolling.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's always going to be addictive because that's what the companies want. They want send you more ads and everything. So
as long as they're cute animal videos, I mean, I'm going to watch it for hours.
I know.
I have to pull myself away.
So here's what I would challenge you guys to think about. So the suggestion is, are people thinking about the way that they use social media and how much they're, you know, using it to promote their business or how much they're using it to watch their really cute animals for hours on end? So they're suggesting now that there is a trend. Can you imagine this? I can, for those of us who at one point we didn't have phones. We played outside with sticks, okay? Yeah. Like, that was our fun, right?
Yeah, we did that, not you.
Yeah, exactly.
I did.
14-year-old.
I did too.
Right. But people are actually, get this, they're now wanting to spend their free time finding joy and balance in the real world, doing like real activities outside and stuff. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's fantastic.
I do too. Now, imagine launching an ad campaign.
Yep.
About that.
About folks.
We don't want to reach you on social media. We want to reach you in the real world. So go outside and enjoy this now and do this. And do that was a great idea. I don't know which company we can sell that to, but think about it. You challenge people to do something that is outside the norm and to see how that would benefit you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah. I thought that's it really was good. Lucas. Thank you. I thought it was really good too. You okay? You seem a little off today.
No, I feel great.
You do?
Yeah.
Any energy?
Oh, I don't have energy. But
I can tell.
Yeah.
You didn't have...
I'm all out of energy.
Okay. So you normally have how many cups of coffee during the course of the day?
I don't know, two.
And then you have a matcha?
Sometimes.
Okay, so now we're at three.
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. unless I know I'm going to have a late night, then I'll have another cup of coffee. Or something. Uh-huh. But no, I actually stop about 2 or 3 p.m. usually.
Okay. I think you stopped too early today. Like, yeah, I'm sensing you're either on the decline or you didn't have that third today. Or the matcha.
I don't think I've had enough water today. I think that's the issue.
Oh, okay, that'll do. Hey, I shared with you.
I know, it's almost gone.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, here's to you guys. And water. I mean, drink water.
I thought you said you had the, like, triple shots.
What?
Coffees in the morning.
Oh, was that well,
just
yeah.
Is that just the one day
usually
a week?
Usually just that's on just Wednesdays. One. Yeah, because we get up at 4:30, so.
Mm. Yeah, you and your wife. Yeah, she runs a coffee shop, conveniently.
Yep. Yeah,
that's right. Great.
You got it the helps. Hookup.
She I does. Do. She really does. Yeah. Yeah,
in
all
two
right.
ways.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Stop! See, that was probably over and as well it should be. But yeah, the joys of marriage. That could be the next podcast discussion.
The joys of marriage.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Are you suggesting, Lena, are you suggesting that there's not joy in your marriage?
No, I was questioning being a podcast episode.
Hey, we're tackling it next time. So stay tuned. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.